Good morning. Today is Wednesday, December 2nd, the 16th of Kislev. We are beginning the 13th parak of Mesilas Yesharim, Viveir Midas HaPrishus, explaining the trait of Prishus, or abstinence. Today's Mesilas Yesharim podcast is being sponsored by the Elman family, Le'ilo Nishmas Yechiel Michel Ben Aryeh Leib, Michael's grandfather, on his yahrzeit today. Shem should have an aliyah, and also as a schus for refuah shlema for Michael, Michal Yosef Ben Bunya, should have a refuah shlema. HaPrishus hi tchilas hachasidus. He says, Prishus is the beginning of the practice of chassidus, of piety. V'sira, shekol ma shebe'anu ad'at, hu ma shemitztarech el ha'adam, l'sheyiyye tzadik, mikan u'lahala, hu l'sheyiyye chassid. He says the first 12 prakim is what you need to know to become a tzadik. He says from this point forward, it's about taking it to the next level, becoming a chassid. In the past, I always wondered myself, maybe instead of reading 13 through 26, we should review the first 12 and review the first 12 and review the first 12. But I don't think he wants us to do that. I think he wants us to keep on reading, even if we have not yet mastered the first 12, because he wants us to set the bar high. And I think he also understands that things are not all or nothing. You can still be working on Zahirus and Srizus and Nikios and also try to achieve Precious. And maybe you can't achieve Precious or Hasidus in everything, but you can move the bar. You can grow. And I think he wants us to keep on reading. So continues the Mesilas Yesharim, page 268. V'nimtza ha-prishos ima chasidus u'kuma ha-zihiros ima ha-zrizos. Shezeh besur meira v'zeh ba'asei tov. Prishos and chasidus are like zihiros and zrizos. That prishos is the sur meira, and chasidus is the asei tov, the same way zihiros was the sur meira, and zrizos is the asei tov. V'hine, klal ha-prishos hu, ma she'amr zichronim levracha, Kadesh atzmacha b'motarlach. V'zosi ha-horasa shlamila atzma prishos rotzolomar liyos poresh u'marchik atzmo min adavar v'haynu she'oser al atzmo dvar heter v'kavana bazeh shelo yifka be'isar atzmo. Prishos means to sanctify yourself by refraining from that which is permitted to you. He says this is the word prishos. Prishos literally means separation. It means to separate and distance oneself from something that would otherwise be permitted, and he's prohibiting it from himself with the intention of avoiding countering something that is forbidden itself. So he is making something that is permitted forbidden because he's worried that if you engage in this thing that is permitted, it will lead you to an iser, to something that's prohibited down the road. V'ha'inyan. The matter is, shekol davar shiucha livalid mimenu gramas ra, afal pisha achshav inu gorim lo, v'chol shekein she'enenu ra mamish, Yirchak v'yifrosh mimenu. The nature of precious is that anything that can lead to a result that is bad, even though it is not directly causing the result right now, and even though this matter is certainly not itself bad, you keep your distance and you separate from it. You're thinking a few steps ahead. That's really what precious is all about. V'hisponim v'sira, sheishkan shalosh madregos. He says, if you think about it and you consider it, you'll see there's three levels of actions that should be avoided. Yesh ha'isurim atzmam. There are the biblical prohibitions themselves. Yesh siyago sehem. There are the fences. What does that mean? Hema gzeros v'amishmaros shegazur chachamenu zuchanim levracha al kol Yisrael. These are the dirabanans, the decrees, the safeguards that Chazal put in place that are now mitzvos and isurim that every Jew must keep. But the third category is yesh ha'archekim Shemuta kol parish uparish lasos lioskones besoch shelo uvoneg derem laatzmo. Then number three, they're distancing measures that are incumbent upon each individual to set himself to withdraw into his own domain and build his own personal barriers. Dahainu lahaniach mina aterem atzmam shelo naasru lachol Yisrael v'lifrosh mehem kedeshia morchak min hara. To forbid upon himself, to separate himself from things that are really technically permitted, but you're doing it to remain very far from that which is bad. Vim tomar, and if you ask, minayin lana lios mosifim v'olchim b'isurim, from where do we know that it's proper or advisable to continually add prohibitions? V'arei chachamin ezochan levracha amr lo, dayach ha'masha asra Torah, the Yerushalmi Nedarim makes the following remark, isn't it enough what the Torah prohibited? Sha'ata ba'les or alecha dvar macherim? That youth seek to prohibit more things? So that's the question. We'll leave it at that and continue tomorrow. continuing the Be'er Midas HaPrishus. Have a wonderful day.